Michael, Marion, what's going on with y'all? All right, good. So, we're going to talk about gaming and top 10 players of the year. So far, we got two, GTA and Fortnite. So, GTA 6, man, what y'all think? Like, it's been too long. Both of them got, like, better cars and, like, nothing. Most definitely, like, the quality got to be, like, what you think about it? The guns were, oh, dang, I ain't never thought about that. You just look at the gun. I can't concentrate. So, man, one thing, though, I've been waiting since. How long, 2020 or something?
Yeah, like that? We went like, on the landing and stuff like that.
Really? We went like 4-5 years, man. But they say so you think of what it said is GTA 6 supposed to be coming in 2025, you know. They say they got Sunset Street or the Vice City and everything. They're talking about the first. Oh, yeah, y'all seen the first trailer, though? Y'all seen
the trailer?
To me, like, I ain't gonna lie, the trailer looked like realistic. You know what I'm saying? It was like real life. So I was like, dang, it's actually just cool stuff.
Oh, yeah, you know, like they was hanging out the window.
Yeah,
like that.
They was hanging out the window and everything. Like, they was playing Pitch Red or something like that. I'm like, dang, Pitch Red. But, yeah, though. Man, so we got more. They got more stuff like wild sights and sounds that stole. You kidding? And we also got what else we got? What else we got? Oh, this is the thing though. So Rockstar, they had moved all of its employees back to full time in office. So they working like 5 days a week. How y'all feel about that? Like, do y'all feel like they could grind more hard for or just chill on the employees?
Yeah, like speed up process.
Yeah,
they already delayed it the whole time.
Yeah, for real though. So that's really what they're doing, like making the work more harder than their team. So, but man, they saying spring 2025, so we'll just hope. Yeah. You remember? Look, they did a whole thing. They made a whole post on Facebook though. It was like coming soon. You know what I'm saying? You remember? Yeah. You seen that, bro? Like, it was like coming soon. So. Everybody hyped. You got Cox and it streaming and everything about it. So as soon as it dropped, man, they say trailer, 2025.
Yeah.
Man, that's for real, man. That's definitely. So do y'all feel like it's going to resemble more GTA 5 or San Andreas?
And they're like a different map there.
They said Vice City. They're
probably going to be
like GTA 5. We're going to be able to go on the plans more, probably.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
That's
just
a big plan.
Because,
you know, we're going on the ocean, going nowhere.
Yeah, for real. For real. So you saying they need to create more, like, more islands?
You take that boat. I'm going too far. I want to see my island.
That's that. All right, then. So. We got that, man. So let's talk about what about Fortnite though? What about Fortnite? So I play Fortnite, but not too much.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't
gonna see the new season. What is it about though? I ain't gonna lie.
Right, Greek God,
Oh word.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's like
what I had seen was they had stuff like that. You got what else you got? Man, you got lightning bolts. You got to keep like Zeus and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I mean, it's dope to like I say, seriously, gaming. Seriously, actually be streaming and taking seriously. So that's definitely. So you know, Fortnite was the first video game to feature crossplay across all major gaming platforms like PC, Xbox, PlayStation. You know what I'm saying? And they actually, what I've been heard, they actually in total been sued for close to $1 billion.
Oh, yeah, like,
copyright. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn. They got that much money, though, they still straight. Are you just now hearing about it? Where I was trying to tell you how, dude who made the Fox, even made it far, she actually was one of the people who actually threw kudos, you know what I'm saying?
That's a dumb
thing. Yeah. You gotta understand that, dude. What else, though? I bet. So I got some questions for y'all, just like dealing with like how gaming can affect the real world. So real world comes first, because we actually in the real world. So, Yeah, most definitely. So,
I actually
seen a video. I was doing it on Instagram. I seen like a doctor was talking about, just getting close to the TV actually don't like affect much. Because you know when your mama used to be like, Mary, you're going to go blind. Your eyes just regulate to it. You know what I'm saying? You look at the sun for too long, your eyes start seeing dark. You look at TV for too long, it's way to stuff and shiver. So, okay, I got some advantages to gaming. So, I say, of course, hand-eye coordination. You know what I'm saying? Hand-eye coordination. You see a lot, like, you see pixelated stuff in the TV, so of course you're going to see like a lot of movement and stuff. So I guess your brain and your eyes are doubtless. Yeah, stuff like that. All right, here's the question. So, all right. How do you balance gaming with other aspects of your life that you're working with? So how do you feel like gaming takes part in your life?
I'll be going on for more than a weekend, but I think that
I'll do my work first.
Right. Because they say mostly people who stay up late night gaming could lead to a dip, and that could affect their life. You know? So,
I mean, I've been negative.
You're used to it, but it's a good thing.
I mean, it's not. It's a good
thing. Yeah.
Like, I'm only used to it. I'm not busy. I'm not strong.
What about you?
Yeah, I feel like I'm used to it. It's like, even like when I don't get on the game, like the eyes feel like 6 5 hours and get up. It's like I'm used to it.
Yeah, so your body eyes.
Yeah.
Sure. Really, though. I feel like gaming should be during the day, watching, you know, during nighttime and catch up. Discuss the impact of community and how do gaming affect your connection with another person, their friends? You know what I'm saying? You see how you can meet many people on games. How do your approach to them and your personality, how do that affect?
I got a skill level. I'm not gonna add it.
Yeah, you know how you'll just get on the game, random people cussing you out and everything.
I'm
crazy.
I mean, I ain't gonna add it. I don't see them person. Point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just gonna leave. I can't do it. I'm just gonna get this.
Yeah. So they say 20% of cyberbullying comes from gaming.
I mean,
it's like, you know, like 2 days of cyberbullying.
Yeah. Okay.
I think bullying at the kids' tennis.
Oh, yeah, for real, though. Because you never know what's going on with somebody here.
That's the Twitter.
Yeah, for real. My best.
Standing
and taking care of that. That's to wrap it up. I mean,
it's the end of it.
Oh,